Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Tes Vav. We left off on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Al Pi Edim at the two dots, about five lines from the end of the page on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers as well as for our captives. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First of all, we're going to talk about the concept of moda b'knas v'achar kach ba'u edim. We know the rule is that if a person is moda b'knas, that he's going to be potter when one is moda b'knas. But what if a person is moda b'knas and then edim come and testify against him? So do we say retroactively the mechayev was not his hoda'a? The mechayev was the fact that there were edim there, and therefore he's going to have to pay. So we're going to try to see whether our Mishnah takes a stand on that issue. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the line in the Mishnah where we said Nashim Bechlala Nezek, that women are included in all the dinim of Nezikin. So that's a function of the principle of Hishva Kasav Yishal Ish Bechalon Shabbat Torah, that when it comes to all of the Surim in the Torah, men and women are the same. The Gemara is going to have three sources for the idea of Hishva HaKasuv Yishal Ish, and we're going to have a Tzrichsa to explain why it is that we need three sources for that principle. Then the bulk of the daf is going to be the sugya of Palganiska Mamona or Palganiska Knasa. That how do we understand Chatzi Nezek? When a Tam does damage and pays only Chatzi Nezek and only a Muad pays Nezek Shalem, so Nezek Shalem I get. You're Chayef for Nezikin, so you pay Nezek Shalem. Why would one pay Chatzi Nezek? Do we assume that that's really a Chiv of Nezikin and the Torah just gave you a break for whatever reason and says that you don't have to pay the full Nezek? Or no, maybe really you should have to pay nothing, but the Torah is Mechayev a Chatzi Nezek as a form of knas, as some sort of penalty. So Palganiska Mamona or Palganiska Knasa. Nafkamina obviously would be if a person is Moda B'Knas. If a person is Moda B'Chatzi Nezek, Moda B'Knas is Pater. So the Gemara is going to have four rayas, whether Palganiska is Mamona or Palganiska is Knasa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, rather, the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss who are the Tamim and who are Mu'adim, meaning what types of damage do we assume that an animal is a Tam for, and what type of damages do we assume an animal is a Mu'ad for? And the Gemara is going to ask a stira within the Mishnah about that issue. So let's begin five lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis Al Pi Edim. So the Gemara explains Prat L'mod B'Knas V'Achar Kach Ba'u Edim, that it's coming to exclude if a person is moda in Beis Din about something that he did that would be mechayiv him a knas min haTorah. He's moda in Beis Din that is short tam gored, and then edim come and are meyid that is short tam gored shu pater. That in such a case he's pater from paying, like a moda b'knas that's pater from paying. If he's moda on any on any knas without edim coming, he's pater from paying. So when we say al pi edim, you're only going to be mechayiv a person al pi edim. It's telling us that if he's moda b'knas and then Edim come, that's not called Alpi Edim, and therefore he's going to be Potter. Says Gemara, okay, that might be what the Mishnah is teaching me, if you assume that that's true. Ha, nichol l'mandiyam modu b'knas v'achar kach bo Edim Potter. L'mandiyam modu b'knas v'achar kach bo Edim chayiv ma'ikol l'meymar. That works very well if you assume that that's true, that modu b'knas v'achar kach bo Edim is in fact Potter. But if you hold modu b'knas v'achar kach bo Edim is chayiv, so then what's the Mishnah telling me when it says the Alpi Edim? So the Gemara explains, there's no chiddush in this din of the Mishnah, and it's not telling me anything in this phrase of Al Pi Edim, but the Sefer Tzrichle, the real chiddush is in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Namely, when it says that who do these Edim have to be? B'nei Chorin, u'v'nei Bris, B'nei Chorin, l'mutei Avadim, that they have to be B'nei Chorin to tell me that Avadim Kananim are Pasal Edus, B'nei Bris, l'mutei of the Chavim, B'nei Bris telling me that they cannot be of the Chavim, that they are pasul la'edus, and that's the real chiddush of the Mishnah. So al pi edim, the idea that you're chayv in Ezekiel, al pi edim is itself not a chiddush. There's no chiddush in that. It's just when the Mishnah then qualifies who's qualified to be the edim, that's where the chiddush in the Mishnah is. So why do I need to tell me both Lamutei Avadim as well as Lamutei Ovdei Kochavim? Aren't Avadim a brand of Ovdei Kochavim, meaning they are not Jewish? So tzricha, we need the Mishnah to tell me psul edus both by a goy and by an eved kanani. Diyash mi'inon eved. If it only would have told me the psul of an eved, I would have said yeah, mishum de'ein lo yachas, because an eved is not even misyaches after his father. He's considered like a behema, and because of that, he's not makbid about sheker. Similar to what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos, that people who are bezuyim, that are hochlim va'ochlim b'shuk l'fnei ha'am, people who have no self-respect. It's interesting, the Rambam gives the example of who has no self-respect, someone who eats as he walks around publicly in the shuk, that who would do that with no dignity? There was no concept of like, of a drive-through and fast food and things like that in the Rambam's time. So the assumption is that that's something that's very buzzy to do. That is, so someone like that has no sense of self-respect, is considered like a kelev and is pasul edus because they're not makbid on edus sheker. So an eved who has no yachas has no sense of self-identity, no sense of self-respect, and if he has no sense of self-respect, he's not going to be makbid on sheker, which is interesting. It ties in the midas ha'emes with a sense of just internal human dignity, with a sense of just the knowledge of who you are, a sense of respect for who you are. The Gemara derives the idea that there's no yachas for an eved from Eliezer ben Avraham, with Shvul lechem po imachamor, and the Gemara darshins in Masech Sifamos, am hadoma lechamor, that just like a chamor is not misyaches achar aviv, so too the eved is not misyaches achar aviv. So that might be by an eved, why an eved is not trusted al nachri dieshel yachas, but a nachri who is misyaches after his father, we darshin, the Rashi points out, the Gemara in Yevamos darshins from a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, that goyim are misyaches achar avihem, say emalo, I would say that they're not pasul edus. V'yashminan, and if a nachri, and if it only would have told me that a nachri is pasul edus, mishum delo shayach b'mitzvos, I would say, yeah, nachri is pasul edus, because a nachri is not chayiv in mitzvos. I mean, he only has a shev mitzvos b'nei noach, but generally speaking, he's not chayiv in mitzvos. Aval eved d'shayach b'mitzvos, but an eved is chayiv in many more mitzvos than that. He's chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha, so he's chayiv in as many mitzvos as a woman is chayiv in. Say emalo, I would say that he's not pasul edus. That's why I need to be told both of these things. So in short, when we said that, when the Mishnah had said the phrase, al pi edim, one possibility is that there is a chiddush in that phrase, and the chiddush is that if you're modu b'knas v'achar kach bo edim, you're pater. Second possibility is that there's no chiddush in that phrase, because it's not true. Modu b'knas v'achar kach bo edim is chayiv, and the only chiddush in the Mishnah is that it needs to be b'nei chorin and b'nei bris, not avadim and not nachrim. And there's a reason to have a havamina that avadim yes, but nachrim no. And there's reason to have Avamina, the Nachrim, yes, and Avadim, no. So the Mishnah has to tell me that both cannot be Edim. Now, when the Mishnah went on to say, V'anashim b'chala nezek, all the Dinim of Nezikin apply. If a woman's mammon does damage, if you do damage to a woman's mammon, all the same Dinim of Nezikin apply to a woman as apply to a man. So says Gemara Minanimili, how do I know that Hishva Kosav Isha L'ish, that we treat a woman and a man the same? Samari Damarav, V'chein Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmael, that was taught as follows. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when it comes to someone who steals and is then nishba l'sheker, then swears falsely, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adon, the Pasuk goes on to say. So you see that even a woman is punished for a shua sheker, and she requires kapara. So hishva kas v'isha l'ish, the kolon shen shabatara. We see any averos that have any sort of onesh, a woman is also included in that onesh, in that avera. Tulsus points out that that's by Dine Torah that it said b'loshen zah, but where it says beferish ish, then you need a special riboy to include women. Meaning sometimes the Torah's default language is belashon zachar, meaning it has to write it one way or the other. There is no gender neutral way of writing things in the Hebrew language, so it writes it belashon zachar, even when it applies to women as well. But if the Torah goes out of its way to say ish, so that's the Torah's way of saying this applies to men, and not women, unless you have a special riboy to include women as well. So over here we're saying that men and women are both require the kapara for a shvua sheker. In the base manager of Rabbi Lazar, they had a different brisa that it says in the beginning, in the pasuk, in the beginning of all of the dinim of Nezikin in Shemos Perek Chaf Aleph, ve'ela hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem, that it says you should put these mishpatim in front of Bnei Yisrael. Who are the Bnei Yisrael? The Bnei Yisrael are both men and women. So you see, hishvakos v'yishlish kol dinim shabatora, that men and women are the same when it comes to all of dinei mamonis. The Rabbeinu Peretz raises the question, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman is shayach in all the dinim of the Torah? If women are included in dinim, they're obviously if they're not included in dinim, then if they would not be included in dinim, it would be obvious that they're pasul le'edus, because their edus is edus shi'at yachal azima, because you can't be mazim and isha since she's not bechal dinim, and making someone eid zomim is one of the dinim. So why would I need a pasuk that a woman is pasul le'edus, like the Gemara has Masech Shavuos, a special pasuk, teach me a woman is pasul le'edus? If a woman were not bechal dinim, obviously she'd be pasul le'edus. So why is it necessary to have a drasha over here that a woman is bechal dinim? It must be that she's bechal dinim for us to even have a havaminia that she would be kashul le'edus. So Rabbeinu Peretz suggests that since the limut to pasul nisha from edus is from the din of hazama, so in a case where there is no din of hazama, like edus of a ben grusha ben chalutza that we have in the beginning of Maseches Makos, where you can't do kasha zamam, so I would think an isha is kshera. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that she's pasul edus even from that, meaning that in a chinami there is a havamina that a woman is not bechal dinim. If she's not bechal dinim, isn't it obvious that she's not bechal edus? For most edus, it's obvious. But if you have an edus shi'at yachal azim, you have an edus that there's no way to make into edim zomim, it's not obvious. And that's what I need the drasha Masech Shavuos for. Okay, but that's the debate of Rabbi Lazar's drasha. And then the debate Chizkiya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Tana, in the base medrash of Chizkiya and the base medrash of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they taught the brisa that Omar Kra, the pasuk says about a shor that kills a human being, Behemis ish o isha, that if it kills a man or a woman, then you stone the shar, v'gam ba'alav you must. So you see that even if the woman is killed by the shar, the balei ashar have to pay a kapara for that, for the fact that a woman was killed by the shar. So you see, hishvakas v'ishlish l'kol misa shabatara, that even if for killing, the same like for killing a man, so too for killing a woman, you're chayiv the same thing when the shar kills a woman. So the Gemara says, okay, now you just brought me three different limudim that tell me that when it comes to the world of Nezikin and Dinim Amanis and Onshim, that men and women are the same. Why do I need all three drashas? So tzrichi. We need all three limudim, all three psukim. Di yashmin kamaisa, if it only would have told me the first pasuk that she has to bring a carbon for a shvua sheker, I would have said, hasamu d'chash rachmana Allah, d'kiyechi d'tavila kapara. That's not a chumrah, that's a kula, that we're allowing her to find a way to get a kapara for a shvua sheker. So I would say, yeah, the Torah has rachmanas on the isha. Avaldina, but dina mamanas, ish to bar masa umatan in. Maybe men whose derech it is to be engaged in commerce and in business. So yeah, you'll have dina mamanas. But isha, a woman who doesn't deal that much with transactions and with business, so low. So I would think that all those dinim don't apply to a woman. Tosas raises the question that the Torah was more chas on the isha if it would not have included, if it would not have been mash for the isha, and would not have included in any onesh, just like if she was gozeles or neshbas l'sheker, so mela she wouldn't require a kapara. Meaning, what are we saying over here? That the havamina is that if it only would have told me about the kapara for shvua sheker, I would say, of course she could do that because she needs a kapara. Tosfos says, if we wouldn't say hishvakas v'ishal ish, would she need a kapara? Maybe she wouldn't need a kapara at all because she's not included in any of the dinim, so she wouldn't require a kapara at all. So Tosa says, no, we would have said that which the Torah says, hishvakas v'ishalish, the gabe kapara, is for those places where it says beferish that the woman is also punished, like by arayos and things like that. So that's why I need hishvakas v'ishalish to tell me that for whatever it is that she does need a kapara, meaning en chinami, outside of dinim amnis, but for wherever it is that she does need a kapara, kapara, that she's also eligible for a kapara, because the Torah is chas on her. But how do I know that she's also included in dinei mamre? So that's why I need a second limud. And if it only would have told me by dinei mamre that tishva kasavishalish kiyechid tavila chiyusa, I would say because she needs to live, she needs to be able to make a living, so she needs to be able to engage in normal transactions, and people have to can't shy away from doing business with her. Aval kapara, when it comes to kapara, I might think ish de bar mitzvah in a man who's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, the Torah wants him to have a kapara, and isha de lav bas mitzvah lo, and a woman who's not chayiv lav bas mitzvahs and she's not chayiv mitzvahs. We just said that even Eved is chayiv in mitzvahs because he's chayiv mitzvahs ki isha lav bas mitzvah means she's not chayiv in as many mitzvos. So I would think, lo, I would think that. Similar, by the way, when we contrasted an Eved to a Nachri, we said that an Eved is included in mitzvos, a Nachri is not. But a Nachri is. A Nachri is included in Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. So when we say someone is not included in mitzvos, everything's relative. Because the whole world, all of humanity, is included in mitzvos. It's a question of how many mitzvos. So relative to a man, a woman is a lav bas mitzvah. Relative to an Eved, a Nachri is a lav bar mitzvah. So anyway, so we say that in Isa, I would think in Isha's lav bas mitzvah, maybe the Torah doesn't grant her kapara. V'yeshmin and hanitarti. And if the Torah would have told me the first two psukim that we quoted about kapara and averos and about dinim mamonos, I would have said, yeah, in each of those cases, a woman has the same dinim as a man. Ha chamishum kapara, legabe korban for shvua sheker, because she needs a kapara and she should be granted a kapara. V'ha chamishum chiyusa, and in the case of dinim mamonos, so that she could function in normal society. Avalin in katar. But when it comes to her getting killed by a shor, I would have said ish de bar mitzvah, that a man who's chayiv in all mitzvos, so l'shalim lishlam kofer, you should pay kofer for the killing of a man, because the world has now lost so many mitzvos that he's capable of doing. But ishalo, a woman who's not chayiv in all the mitzvos, you would not be chayiv to pay kofer for the ox killing her. V'yeshmin kofer, and if it only would have told me kofer and not the other two, I would say mishum di'ika ibn shama, that yeah, by kofar, of course you can pay kofar when your ox kills a woman. It's a human life. It's a Jewish life. How could you not pay kofar? Aval hani tarti, but the other two limudim about covering for shua sheker and dina mamlis, the lucky ibn shama, where it's all money, it's not a matter of life. Say imalo. So I would think that we do not equate men and women to have the same dinim sutricha. That's why we need all three psukim. So we have three limudim, and all three limudim are necessary, and they're not. You can't learn one from the other. Rishonim work on that. The Gemara didn't really exhaustively go through why you can't learn one from the other two. It could have just said in it could have learned if it would have said in two of the places, you still would have been able to learn a Mematzinu to learn the third place as well. Like if it would have said that the called dinim va'onshim, so you would ask maladinim sheish bem chiyusa, well onshim yochichu shein bem. And the women are still bechal. And if you're going to ask, "Hi, mala onshim sheish b'mishum kapara," well, dinim yochichu shein b'mishum kapara, and you would have been able to say it's had a shavish behen that hishva kasvishalish, and you'd be able to learn from the third. So that's what the rishonim work on. That enochinami, you can't learn one from the other, but you can learn one from the other too, because neither of them shares the same tzad chamur. So normally you'd be able to say it's had a shavish behen, and you'd be able to learn one from the other two. Okay, now we move on to the main topic of the long. Longest topic of today's daf, hanizik v'amazik b'tashlumin. So the Mishnah had said that the responsibility for the payment of the damage sometimes is split by the mazik and the nizik. Meaning, the most natural situation is that the mazik bears the full responsibility for the payment. So what does that mean? That the nizik, in some way, has to bear the brunt of the, has to take a loss when his property got damaged. So itmar. Palganiska, the idea that you pay chatzi nezek when a short tam gores, Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Papa says that that's a chiv mamona, it is not a knas, and if a guy is modeh and based in before Edom come, they're going to be mechayiv him based on this hada'a, like being modeh in any dini mamona's case. If you are coming to based in and you're modeh that you stole from somebody, you're modeh that you borrowed money and didn't pay it back yet, so based in is mechayiv based on one's own hada'a, because it's mamon, it's not knas, whereas Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Amar Knasar. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says that a short time being Chayiv Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. And therefore, if a person comes into Beis Din and is Moda, that a short time gored somebody and is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, he's going to be Potter from the Knas because of the principle of Moda B'Knas Potter. The Gemara is going to derive it later on in the Masechta, much later in the Masechta, from the fact that it says Asher Yashiu Neluhim. So we darshan Prat L'Mashiach Es Atzmo, that only Beis Din is Mechayiv, but if he's Mashiach Es Atzmo, if he himself tries to be Mechayiv, then he's going to be Potter. So the Gemara brings a Svara for each Tzad over here. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Papa says that that Pal Ganiska is Mamona Kasavar Stam Shvarim Lad B'Ches Kashim or Kaiman, because really Meikra Din, we would say that a Shor by its very nature is not considered to be safe. It has an Atiya to go do damage and to go be Nogeach, and therefore even though it never did it before, and you say, oh, my shor is the most tame and calm, and don't worry about it, right? Sometimes, you know, a dog owner says, my dog doesn't bite. Yeah, he doesn't bite you, because, you know, you feed it, but, you know, he still might bite me. So so people don't, that's just the nature of the animal. So, badinuhu, debayi shlufi kule, ledebayi l'shlumi kule. And really, min adin, you should have had to pay the whole thing. You should have had to pay the full payment, because you have to expect that. If you have a shor, that it's going to damage. V'rachmanuhu dechasalei. It's just that the Torah has rachmanas on him to only pay chatzi nesek, takati lo yayiture, because, you know, you understand in the Bailim's mind, he thinks his animal is safe because there's no history. So the Torah goes easy on him that he only has to pay half, even though really he should have to pay full because it's mamona. Whereas Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua says, no, chatzi nesek is knas, kasav shtam shvarim b'ches kashim or kaimi, that a shor is not an inherently dangerous animal. It's not an animal that's interested in confrontation. He's not trying to go do damage. And therefore, really, it's unexpected when it goes in a course, and you didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't a lack of shmira. You should be totally potter. But Rachmanu can't say the Torah. But the Torah imposes a kanas so that he'll already watch the shor meikara. So it's not an onesh on the fact that he didn't watch the shor. It's just the chiyuv is in to encourage him to watch the shor, because it's the ratzon Torah that he should watch the shor even a short time, really well. She Yosef Shmira al Shmirasa is the lashon of Rashi in Maseches Ksuba. So in order to achieve that goal of Yosef Shmira al Shmirasa, the Torah is mechayiv him b'chatzi nezek, and now he'll be Yosef Shmira al Shmirasa. So it's not an onesh per se, that this is an onesh for what you had done or not done. It's a way, the penalty or the punishment is not there to punish a bad behavior, it's to encourage a good behavior, meaning by punishing him, by knowing that there, that he's going to have to pay Bal Ganiska, it will encourage him to watch the shor. That's the way Chidush Rabbi Nachum explains it, that it's not an onesh, it's encouraging good behavior. You always have to look at that. When you see an onesh, like, what's the point? Ramosha has a tshuva. The governor of the state of New York asked him about death penalty in Judaism, what the Jewish view of the death penalty is. And he said that we don't view it as something that's meant to ever be imposed. We make the criteria to be actually chayv misa so difficult to meet that a kimat never happens. So what's the point of having chayv misa in the Torah? So Moshe says, so that it will discourage people from doing these averos. Meaning it's not really meant to be an onesh for the avera. It's a big chiddush, because Pashto says it is meant to be an onesh for the avera, but he says it's meant primarily to discourage people from doing the avera in the first place. So we want people to behave. So when you learn that, oh, the chayv misa for this avera must be a very serious avera, then people aren't going to want to do that avera. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas. Do we assume Pal Ganiska Mamona, or do we assume Pal Ganiska Knasa? So raya number one, Tanan, our Mishnah, Hanizik v'amazik b'tashluvim, the Nizik and the Mazik split the responsibility of payment for the damage. Well, Bishlam Manyam Palniska Mona, if you hold that really I should have had to pay the whole damage and the Torah's letting me off the hook and only paying half, so I need the Shaykh Nizik with the Shlumin. So then, yeah, the Nizik is bearing half the loss, because really he should have been entitled to the whole payment. He's only getting half the payment, so he's losing out on the other half. So he's also Shaykh with the Shlumin. El Man Yabra Palgan Niska Knas, but if you hold, he's really entitled to nothing. And the whole thing was just a Knas to encourage better behavior for the Mazik. Hash the Lavdi Day Shakil. That which he's getting, he's not even really entitled to Meikra Din. But Tashlumin, he say, so you're going to say that he's bearing the brunt of the payment. He's not. It's a windfall for him. He should get nothing. And he's, if you hold palginiska kanasa, and he's getting chatzin ezek. So it says Gemara, lo nitzuch al pchas nevela. If you hold palginiska kanasa, what do we mean that the nizik is also participating in the tashlumin? It means that which the nevela goes down in value between the negicha and the amad bedin, that the mazik only pays based on the difference between the value of the animal and the value what the value of the animal was and what the value of the animal is at the shas negicha. Between the shas negicha and shas amad bedin, the dead carcass went down in value. That's on the nizik to bear. So that's what it means that the nizik bears some of the payment. So pchas nevela hatana le'resha. We already learned about pchas nevela. We already learned in daf tesam beis chafti b'tashlumei nizko. So tashlumei nazik melamed shabayil metablum b'nevela. Tashlumei nazik meant that there's a tashlumin for the nizik, and that you're only mashalim the payment, meaning you let the nizik keep the nevela and you only pay the difference. So says Mar Chad B'Tam V'Chad B'Muad. One of the Mishnayos is being mechadish that the nizik is metabel b'nevela by a shor tam, and the other by a shor muad utzricha, and we need to be told both. Diash minan tam. If the Mishnah only would have told me by a tam, I would have said, yeah, the Torah is mekel on the mazik to let the nizik bear the pchas nevela mishum dakati lo ayayi, because the animal is not yet a muad, and therefore we want to go easy on the mazik. Aval muad emelah, but maybe by a muad, where this animal already has a history of damaging, let's throw the book at the mazik and make him pay the whole thing. V'yashminan, and if the Torah would have only told me muad, that by the metabel nevela by a muad, mishum to kamashalim kulei, because he's paying, the mazik is paying nezik shalim, so we shouldn't, add more chumrah on him. He's already paying nezik shalim, so now you're going to make him have to cover the pchas nevela as well. Aval tam emelo, but maybe by tam where meyikari is only paying chatzin nezek, so maybe you can bear the loss of the pchas nevela. So tzricha, that's why he needs to tell me in both places that the nizik is metapel benevela. Tashma raya number two, ma bein tam lemuad. What is the difference between a tam and a muad? Shatam shalim chatzin nezek megufo. That a tam pays chatzin nezek, and the tashlum is from the guf of the shor and not from other nechasim. Umuad mishalim nezek shalim min aliyah, and the muad pays nezek shalem from the best karka of his nechasim. V'emisa, but if it's true that palganiska is kenasa, listening namiha, when wants to distinguish what are the differences between tam and muad, well, by muad it's mamon, by tam it's knas. Tam in mishalem biatzmo, that a tam doesn't pay al biatzmo, and muad mishalem biatzmo. How come it doesn't list that as the difference between tam and muad if it's really true? So says Maratana Vashir. It doesn't list it because we're not giving an exhaustive list of all the differences between tam and muad. So the Gemara always asks, my shir, the high shir. You can't say tan of a shir unless there's something else that's left out. What else is left off of the list of differences between tam and muad that gives you the right to say that whether moda b'chatzi nezek is chayev r'pater is left off the list of differences between tam and muad? So shir chatzi kofer. So I'll tell you what's left off the list. Chatzi kofer, that a muad who's to kill a person pays kofar shalem, whereas a tam is pater from even chatzi kofar, meaning it's not just the amount of payment, it's that when it comes to kofar, the tam is totally pater. So that's a major difference. Kills a person, you don't even have to worry about kofar at all. If we're about chatzi kofar, that's not considered a shiur, that's not considered something left off the list, because maybe hamani Rabbi Yossi Aglili, tamar tam is shalem chatzi kofar. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that a tam pays chatzi kofar. So it turns out that they both pay kofar, and that which a tam pays chatzi kofar and muad pays kofar shalem is not an additional chilek. We already know the chilek of muad paying nezek shalem and tam paying half of what a muad pays. So chatzi, if you hold that a tam tak does pay chatzi kofar, it's not another difference between tam and muad. That's just part of the difference that a tam always pays half of what a muad pays. So says Mar Tashma, let's bring a third raya, and now that palganiska is mamona, what's the raya? The Mishnah says in Ksubas and Daf Mem Aleph that if a person is modin and bezdin, that hamis shorias ploni, my ox killed so and so, o shorush ploni, or my ox killed this person's shor, hare zem shalim al piatzmo. So my love tam, he pays al piatzmo, and presumably we're talking about a shor tam. So he's paying the kofar for the killing of a person, or the chatzi nezek for the killing of the animal. So you see that it's not a knas because we're saying that he's mishalim al piatzmo. So it says more lo b'mor, who said we're talking about a tam. Maybe we're talking about a muad. So by a muad, it's obviously mamona, it's not knas. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Aval tam mai, but maybe what would the din be by a tam? Hachinami din mishalom al piatzmo. Maybe a tam in a chinami does not pay based on his own admission. Iach, he had the tani sefer. Yeah, but if that's the case, then why does the sefer have to say, but heimitz shori es avdo shal ploni ein mishalom al piatzmo? When it wants to give an example of a case where you don't pay al piatzmo, it says, oh, but if you walk into Beis Din and you say, my shor killed this person's eved, well, the shloshim shel eved is definitely a knas. So then you're not going to pay al piatzmo. Well, why give that example if you needed to come up with a case where you're not going to be mishalim al piatzmo? Why are you bringing a whole brand new case of admitting about an eved? Bring a case of admitting the very same words, and it's just that it's a short tam and not a short muad. Liflug v'lisim b'didei. You could have made the chilek in the very case that we were talking about. That b'med dvar mamurim. When do we say that you're mishalim al piatzmo? When you come to Beis Din and admit that your ox killed another person or killed a shor b'muad? That's if your ox was a muad. Avul b'tam ino mishalim al piatzmo. You want to come up with a case where you're not mishalim al piatzmo? A tam where you say the very same words, and it's just that your shor is a tam, and that makes it a knas where you're going to be potter. Elamai must be that it's not a knas, that it's mamun, and that's why we have to come up with a case of where your mother is potter of killing an eved, where it's definitely a knas. So says Mara Kula b'mur kamari. No, it's not considered that we're bringing from some distant case. The Mishnah would rather be consistently talking about a shor muad than to consistently talk about the same admission, the same phrase, the same words that the man admits to. So therefore, it's not a raya. Tashma, fourth and final raya. Zeklal, kol mishalim yoser al mashi hizik, and mishalim piatzmo. Anyone who pays more than he damages is not mishalim piatzmo. Meaning, what's the definition of knas? Definition of knas is when the payment you're making is greater than any damage that you did. Right? You're speeding on the highway. The cop pulls you over, gives you a ticket. You have to pay. Did you cost anybody the $150 that you got to pay? No, you didn't do any damage. That's a knas, because the payment that you're making is more than any damage that you may have done. So my love, hapachs mashiizik mishalim. Ooh, but doesn't that imply that if the payment that you're making is less than the damage done, that's mamon, that's not knas, that you would be mishalim al piatzmo? And what's a perfect example of less than the damage done? Palganiska. So apparently palganiska is mamona. So says Mar Lo, you cannot be medayik that whenever you pay less than the damage done, that you would pay al piatzmo. Hakimashi hizik mishalim. No, the diuk to make is if you're paying more than the damage done, then it's a knas and modi is pater. But if you're paying exactly corresponding to the damage, then it's mamon. Really, that's the diuk. So then, what would that imply? Aval pachos mai hachnami de lo mishalim. So you mean to tell me that when you're paying less than the damage done, that's also knas, and you don't pay al piatzmo? So then, it was a very weird way of phrasing it. If you want to tell me that, ihachi ad tani zaklal kol mishalim yosel mashizigin mishalim piatzmo. Listen, zaklal kol she'eino mishalim kimash she'izik. Why would you say whenever you're paying more than the damage done, that's a knas? Say that whenever the payment does not correspond to the damage done, that's a knas, and that would have covered both more and less if it's true that both more and less are a knas. Dimashma pachos umashma yoser. It would have been mashma both ways, but that's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said only if you pay more, it's a knas. Clearly implying that if you pay less than the damage done, it is not a knas. So tiyufta. So that's a real raya that palganiska mamona. It's a tiyufta on the shita of Ravun ben Yeshua that palganiska is knasa. So vihilchasa palganiska knasa, and the halacha therefore is palganiska knasa. Says more, what tiyufta vihilchasa? You just brought me a raya shedel of tshuva that it's palganiska mamona, and then you tell me vihilchasa palganiska knasa. So says Mar in time am I have a tiyufta? What was the basis of the tiyufta? Mishum to lo katani kimoshe hizik. It's because the Brisa didn't formulate it as whenever you're not paying corresponding exactly to the damage done. It did not say that. It said whenever you're paying more before. So lo psikalei, because maybe it's not always true that when you're not paying exactly corresponding to the damage done, that it's necessarily knas. Because kibindika chatzin ezek tsroros. Because there is this anomalous din that if an animal is walking and a pebble shoots out from under its foot and damages, then you pay chatzin nezek. Dehilchsa gemirila demamonahu. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. They only pay chatzin nezek, and that's mamon. That's not knas. So mishum hachi lo katani. So would have been an inaccurate statement had the Brisa said it the way we wanted it to say. If the Brisa would have said whenever the payment doesn't correspond to the damage done, that's always knas, that would not have been true, because chatzinezek tsroros is mamon. So therefore, the Brisa had to formulate that whenever you're paying more than the damage done, it's knas. And what if you're paying less than the damage done? Well, then sometimes it's mamon, sometimes it's knas. If it's tsroros, it's mamon, and if it's short tam, then it's doing the gicha, then it's knas. Okay, so says Mar v'hashta da'amri. Now that we paskan halacha, palga gniska knasa, hay kalba da'achal imri. If a dog eats some sheep, which is an unusual thing, or shunra da'achal tarnagola, or a cat eats a chicken, mishunahu. That's mishuna. That's like keren. You only pay chat. But another characteristic of a knas is that we cannot collect knas payments in Bavel, because we don't have dayanim smuchim in Bavel. So only dayanim smuchim could be dan dine knasos. And therefore, forget about moda. That's one nafkamina between knas and mamon. But there is this other important nafkamina that we can't be dan dine knasos in Bavel. So the hani mili, what type of case are we talking about where the kelev ate sheep or the cat ate chickens? It's considered a nezek, it's if the chickens or the sheep are somewhat large, aval bezutri, but if they're very tiny, urchehu, then it is normal. And then that would just be shein, it would not be considered keren, and therefore it would not be a knas, it would be mamon. V'tafas, and even though basin does not go there, knasos in Bavel, if the nizik is tofes metaltalim of the mazik for his payment, lo mafkinan mine. We're not going to take the money back away from him. V'yamar kavli zimna dazilna. And if he does, if the nizik is not tofes from the mazik, but he's tovea in Beis Din, that they should be kovea a zman that the mazik has to go with him, la aradi Yisrael, teretz Yisrael, to face dayanim smuchim, who can actually deal with this case, kavinan le. Then we are kovea that yes, you have to make the long trip to Eretz Yisrael to deal with the case of Dine Knossos. V'ilo Azil, if the Mazik doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael until, you know, till after that time, meaning Beis Din has to give him a reasonable amount of time. They can't tell him, okay, pick up today and go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a significant journey. He has to, you know, line everything up in his life, but they give him a reasonable amount of time to plan the trip, and if he doesn't meet that time frame, Mishamtinanle, then we're going to put him in Nidur, we're going to put him in Cherem. U'benkach, u'benkach. Whether the Nizik asks the Mazik to, you know, for the Mazik to have a time frame to go with him to Eretz Yisrael to face the Beis Din of Smuchim, or whether he makes no such request, Beis Din warns the Mazik that he has to kill the Kelev or the Chatul, and if he doesn't do that, then we put him in Nidoy ad Masalik Hazeka, until he gets rid of this damaging animal. Meaning, once we know that his animal is a menace, he has to get rid of that menace. How do I know you have to get rid of a menace? Mid Rabbi Nassan, Titan Rabbi Nassan, Omer, Minayin Shalay Gadalad and Kelav Rab Betoch Peso, Valyam Sulm Ruah Betoch Peso. How do I know that a person should not be Megadel, a Kelav Ra, in his house, and you shouldn't have a rickety ladder that's dangerous in his house? You shouldn't have dangerous things in your house. Tamil Omer, Pasuk says, by the mitzvah of Makkah, Losasim Domim Vesecha, that it says Losasim Domim Vesecha. So the fact that it says Bevesecha, we darshan that any hezek that's matzo in the bias, you have to remove such hezek from the bias, even though the pasuk is talking about sakanas nefashos and not just stam nezek, but we learn other nezikin from there as well. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is called from Rikatz, because we learn other nezikin just from the fact that the pasuk was so same of lo sasam dam veisecha, that more generally you're not allowed to be sasam dam veisecha. Okay, now a new mishnah chamisha tamim. There are five nizke behema that behema is not considered to be morgal in, and therefore you only only going to pay chatzi nezek. It's not considered an expected kind of damage. Someone pointed out to me, I was at a chasson last night, someone pointed out to me one giant afyomi coincidence. We keep saying tam, and Yaakov Avinu is ish tam, yoshev olim. He said that in Safari it translates tam as innocuous, which is an interesting translation. So Yaakov Avinu is innocuous? I think it means something else when it talks about Yaakov Avinu, but okay. So chamisha tam and chamisha muadim. There are five tam and there are five muadim. So habehema in muadis, the behema is not a muad, laligach, to gore with its horns, v'laligof, nor to damage by pushing with its body, v'lalishok, nor by biting with its teeth, v'lalirvot, nor by trampling on kelim with the kavana to break them, v'lalivot, nor by kicking kelim with the kavana to break them. And then we have chamisha muadin, hashein muedes lechel saroyla, that an animal is a muad to eat that which animals normally eat, haregel muedes lishpa b'derech hilucha, an animal is a muad to step on that which it normally steps on as it walks, without kavana lahazik, v'shara muad, and a shor that has a track record is a muad, a track record of goring, v'shara mazik, v'rishos hanizik, and a shor that gores in rishos hanizik is considered a muad, and that he has to pay nezik shalem, even if he's a tam, v'adam, and adam is muad li'olam. Whenever a person does damage, he always has to pay the full. So hazeiv, ari, adova, namar, abardlus, v'nachash, particularly dangerous animals, harei l'muadin. Even if you say, my lion is the sweetest lion in the world, I never would have imagined that he would do anything. No, he's a lion. So therefore, you're going to have to pay. You have to expect that he's going to do damage. Rabbi Lazar Omer, bizman shein b'nei tarbus ein muadim. That if you're able to domesticate the animals, then they're not muadim, but v'anachash muad li'olam. According to Rabbi Lazar, a nachash is no such thing as being b'nei tarbus. There's no such thing as domesticating a nachash. And therefore, a nachash is always going to be considered a muad. Okay, b'shem, tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis. Everyone have a good day and a great Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.